what you need to know with Joe.
I guess it's COVID, is it?
It certainly is, Marto. Oh, it's very much COVID news today. So we're out of lockdown this morning. That's the good news, obviously.
And congratulations, Queensland. We did so well.
Tough.
Well done, Brisbane.
Called my mates in Melbourne. I said, I know exactly what you've been through. You know, it's no, but look, it was
long weekend at home.
So it was.
We got through it together.
Yeah, exactly. So the only real scare that's come out from overnight is that the partner of the hotel quarantine worker tested positive late yesterday.
Surprise,
so it was a second test. Not a huge surprise. Exactly right. It has prompted a new health alert. So that's for the Bunnings at Acacia Ridge on January 5 between 2 and 2.40 p.m.
Yep.
And also for the Sunnybank Cellars at Sunnybank Hills between 2 and 2.15.
Okay,
that sounds like Stop Smarto would do.
Yeah, but they were different
just
days.
Just Bunnings
different
and
days. So,
busy.
Yeah.
The booze store.
Is he the unbusiest bloke in the whole world? So what did you do on that Tuesday? Oh, I went to Bunnings.
No restaurants,
anything
no
else?
Shopping.
No, anywhere else? News agent? No, no. Is that it? One thing. And what did you do the next day? Oh, I went to the Bottle-O. That's it. The best bloke to catch COVID ever.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's a nice change, isn't it, compared to that outbreak we had in Logan, almost 6 months ago
now. Oh, those busy girls.
Where they've been to every single restaurant in Brisbane. Mm. So thankfully, only a few locations listed
there.
I
wonder if he's holding out, if he went to the TAB and he didn't want his partner to know.
I think it was the first time that we were disappointed by contact tracing.
So can you imagine that? Anyway, how old are them? Have they said?
They don't know, no. And look, they need to keep their details private. These people haven't done anything wrong. They've been very cooperative, and that sort of should be how it is, I guess.
Boring.
So, can I check something? And we could take this up with
you
the authorities. Casual cleaner.
Yeah.
If we have these, the only way these things are getting in, the COVID's getting in, is from overseas. If we're going to let people keep on coming back to Australia, we need to get professionals, not casual cleaners who catch a train from Central down to Altandy.
Mm.
We need, and if you're a professional, you can catch that train, but there's somehow things are leaking, the same as the Ruby Princess of New South Wales, the same as that security guy. There's no difference. How did COVID get onto that cleaner?
Well, you're spot on, and I guess the training around PPE and what have you needs to be looked at.
Anything from our Premier on that, did
I? Yeah. So, look, there was a lot of, obviously, flaws in the quarantine system that were addressed last week. So, for example, we had someone come into Queensland last week who tested positive to the UK strain, which just led out of quarantine 10 days later. So that was within the rules at that point in time. They've now been addressed.
We all know people who have been in quarantine, and they don't go, house cleaning, like they don't. How does a cleaner come in contact with anything?
Well, I guess the training certainly needs to be looked at on that front. So hopefully they
Why haven't we
clean
heard
up
that from
that
our
process.
Chief Health Officer? We're addressing this. Like, this is the biggest problem we've got.
Well, hopefully it's not the same as the security system down in Victoria and their hotel quarantine.
No, it's exactly right. I don't believe it's the same.
We're doing well. We're doing well.
Same length, that's for sure. So look, what it's also meant is restrictions will be in place until end of next week. So obviously you've got to carry a mask with you. So keep that with you. Don't have to wear it while you're driving anymore, thankfully.
Who put their hand up to think of that? That was some just stupid bureaucrat.
Why did we have to wear it whilst driving in our own car?
That's what I mean.
And I spoke to an infectious disease expert yesterday who said, look, it doesn't really make sense.
Well, we're speaking to one today, so maybe we can ask him.
Up to 7 o'clock.
So, look, the other thing is borders. ACT and NT have reopened to us. Other borders expected to follow. Tasmania tomorrow, by the looks. So.
Geez, that Mark McGowan's quick to close down a border, isn't he?
Yeah. It was within minutes.
Yes.
It was
he
shut
and
down.
Anastasia. They're just like, bang, borders closed.
They'd become a new nation as soon as they possibly could if it was up to them. They would love
They're
to get away from us.
They're starting to build the wall already, aren't they?
Yeah. But, look, we'll just finish. The good news is GABA test going ahead on Friday. Okay. If you've already got a ticket, they go back on sale again tomorrow. You've got to buy it again, you'll get refunded.
Oh.
But 50% capacity. My understanding is pretty much everyone who has a ticket will be able to get one again. But GABA test going ahead on Friday.
25,000 people, yeah?
That's unreal.
No, it won't be quite that, I think, about 20, yeah. But
20,000?
Yeah.
But that test match, it's on. It's a live test match. It's one all with one draw. This is for the series. It was magnificent.
How many people can I have in my home again?
20.
20. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless you die. No, still 20 if you die.
The after party for your...
No, I'm just thinking 20,000 people at the Gabba and only 20 people at home. It still's not making 100% sense to me.
Could you get onto it for us tomorrow? What about, I'm thinking about going to the Gabba. I know I'd have to wear a mask. Is there one? How do you drink?
No, you don't have to wear it in the seats.
Didn't you hear about the guy that got in trouble? They said either put your mask on or drink and eat more.
Yeah.
So he went, okay, I'll eat and drink more.
God, yeah.
But just answer, you don't have to wear a mask in your seat, only on the way to the ground.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Joe.